Hello, I'm John Moss. Now, the island has biosphere status, which means we're very proud of the way we look after nature. And that's been recognised by the Big Blue Bag Test. What's that about? Well, we're going to hear in just a moment from Monty Halls. He's a TV presenter. You may well have seen him. You'll probably recognise his face. He came into the studio and I started off by asking him a fairly obvious question. Why have you chosen the island to start off things?
The Isle of Man's a really natural home for it for a number of reasons. One is the concept was born here through a discussion with Deborah at Visit Isle of Man. There were a number of other conservation projects we were running, but Deborah said, how about a bag, just a really simple bag that anyone can use?
This is it, the blue bag here.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. To sample the marine environment. So that's one of the reasons. But the other reason, obviously, you're a UNESCO biosphere, the only island nation UNESCO biosphere on Earth. This is also a place, it's hallowed ground if you're a marine biologist, because the marine biology facility that used to be here. And also, I think you were the hub of this great sort of ocean empire, weren't you? This Viking empire. So it just seems a really appropriate place to roll it out for the first time, because this is a global initiative, but the pioneering location will be the Isle of Man.
Can I just put my cynic's hat on and say, as people will be saying, we're not a small island. Whatever we do here is not going to make any difference at all. What about that attitude?
Well, there's two responses to that. One is the next generation on the island would be pretty grumpy if you said that to them, I think, because we've got a generation who are desperate to get engaged in this stuff, desperate to get hands on. So what you're doing, you're removing the age limit to be an ocean researcher or to be an ocean scientist, and you're giving them the means to go out and collect data about the marine environment. And the second thing is, global problems are solved by local solutions. And that's always been the case.
Except as far as climate change is concerned, the temperature's still going up. It doesn't seem to be making an awful lot of difference, despite the initiatives that are being taken out everywhere.
But one of the key things for that is data. We need data, more and more data. One of the oldest measures of climate change is a thing called sea surface temperature, because the old clippers and schooners used to lower a thermometer into the water, and they lowered it 20 to 30 centimetres. And with the Big Blue Bag, we can take, you know, people out there can actually take that sea surface temperature. And what data gives us is more and more solid evidence that these things are happening.
Just out of interest, inside that bag is a way of measuring, taking sand and having a look at what's in it.
Correct. So there's four protocols. You've got seabird populations, which has always been a measure of ecosystem health. You've got coastal debris, which is basically a beach clean, but you're quantifying what you're picking up by weighing it. And you've got microplastics and you've got sea surface temperature.
If I went to Port Erin Beach, which everyone says raves about, it's a marvellous beach. Would I find plastic in there?
A very good chance. And one of the things we know about microplastics is it's having a real impact on the marine ecosystem and food chains. But what we don't know is distribution of microplastics. So microplastics is generally found in the first 5 centimetres of sand. So the protocol in the bag allows you to sieve that sand and quantify what you're finding. We've got an almost 100% record with people out there using the Big Blue Bag to find microplastics, actually finding microplastics. So it's everywhere.
It tells us the problem. It doesn't tell us how to solve it.
It gives you data, and data is absolutely invaluable. And also, it allows people to be part of the solution. It allows people to provide that data of their local environment, of the beach they love, the place they go on holiday. And it means they're part of the discussion. There's an app, and you upload all your findings to the app. And what we're doing is building a global database of distribution of coastal debris, water temperature, seabird populations, and microplastics, so we can start addressing, you know, the real problem areas.
I'm being mentally gloomy here, but when we've got things like the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, you can't help but be depressed about what we're doing to planet Earth.
Well, this is the exact argument that the bag is designed to counter, because particularly in the next generation, and in fact all of us, I think, we get a constant sort of tinnitus, a white noise of negativity about the marine environment. And we're told all the time there's nothing we can do. It's apocalypse. And actually, there's lots of stuff we can do. And as I said a moment ago, one of the key elements is data. We need to know what's out there, where it is, and which areas we need to focus on. And what the Big Blue Bag does is allow people to get up and get involved, actually get hands-on. So one of the other things it'll do is it'll create the ocean advocates and the marine biologists and the conservationists of tomorrow with young people. I think young people in particular are sick to death of hearing this, of saying, well, there's nothing we we can do, the environment's stuff, the marine environment. There's plenty we can do. There's loads we can do. And one of the main things is gathering data. And that's what the bag does.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.